Okay, continuing Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. The Mechaber says that Kohen in Rishai Luhosif Medaito Yoser Al Shosh Psukim Shabirchas Kohanim. That a Kohen is not allowed to say more than the actual three Psukim of Birchas Kohanim. He's not allowed to add his own. V'im Hosif, and if he decides to do so, over Al Baltosif. The prohibition of Baltosif on adding onto mitzvos. Even though he's doing a mitzvah, he's giving a bracha. So what's the big deal? He's just adding another pasuk, another word, another blessing. Baltos. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the language of the Gemara, says, Shelo Yomar, that the Kohen should not think, Hoel the Nasna Torah Shus Levarech, since I'm already given permission to give a blessing anyway, Osif Bracha Achas Mishli. I'll give a bracha in addition, coming from my own, coming from my heart. Kagon, and even, I use a pasuk, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem, Kochem Lev Pa'amim, that Hashem should increase you. A beautiful bracha that he's giving, not his own words, from a pasuk. Nonetheless, he's not allowed to do so because Talmud Lomer lo so sifu, because the pasuk says you're not allowed to add. Umasik shama gemara. The gemara concludes over there. The afil kvar siyem kol birchosav gamkin over belav. Even if he finished the three brachos, and it's not that he's sticking it in the middle of the siyas kapayim, he's just at the very end. That's also a prohibition. He's not allowed to do so. But koshkin certainly imo sifab emsa brachos if he sneaks it in the middle. The dafka, however, this is only lohosif pasuk acher aser. Avol lomer birchas kohanim kam mipa'amim enu mishum baltosif. Deloshach baltosif biasis mitzvah shtei pa'amim. The Mishnah Berurah defines what exactly does it mean you're not allowed to increase a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that if you do the same mitzvah again and again that you violate anything. For example, a person sits in a sukkah, and they leave, so you go on a sukkah a few hours later, is that baltosif? Of course not. You're allowed to do that mitzvah many times. So too, the Kohen is allowed to do the Nesias Kapayim numerous times. You can go shtibel hopping, going from one shul to the next. You can just dominate and give the bracha many, many times. The idea of baltosif is taking the one mitzvah and adding to it. But to continue to do the mitzvah properly numerous times, that certainly is not considered an issue. The Be'er Halacha on this further elaborates, and he says, L'chora, apparently, near to Dafgam, im gam zeh haya befrisas kapayim. The whole prohibition of the Kohen adding is only when he's actually engaged in the Nesias Kapayim. Zeh mikrei hosafa al mitzvah. Then he's adding on to the mitzvah. However, mashain kein, not so. Mishmavarech shalom Nesias Kapayim, if he would give a bracha, not in shul, not during tefillah, zeinu mikrei hosafa ki'im bracha ba'alma. It's just giving a nice blessing to his friend. Not during shul, not during the Nesias Kapayim. That's not considered to be baltosif at all. It's completely permissible. Mechaber then continues. The next halacha says, Kohen shenasa kapa v'achar kach holach beisach neses acher. The Kohen finished Nesias Kapayim, fulfilled the mitzvah of giving the bracha to the kehila. Then afterwards he goes to another shul. Here's maybe there's a better kiddush over there. And he finds out, Matasibur shlo higiu lebirchas kohanim. Apparently they were a little slower, maybe started later. And they're about to begin birchas kohanim. Is he allowed to say the birchas kohanim again? So the Mishnah already alluded to us that it's certainly not an issue. Mechaber, in fact, agrees to this and says, Yochalisas kapov pamacheres. He's certainly allowed to do so again. Now, focusing on the words of the Mechaber, he says, Yachol, you're allowed to. Doesn't mean you have to. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Komakum chiyuva leikolav. For a Kohen, for the very first time, if he has not done the Nesias Kapayim, if he just wants to sit in the shul and say, I'm too lazy, I don't want to go up there, that he's not allowed to do. But once he's done Nesias Kapayim, Kivan shkvar nasa kapa biyom zeh. Once he's done it once in the day, he no longer has an obligation to do it a second time. Komakum kol pam shenosi kapa. As soon as he decides a second or a third time to do Nesias Kapayim, does he have to say another bracha? After all, he just said a bracha 20 minutes ago. He said it in a different shul, but he said the bracha. Should he have to say another bracha? So the answer is yes. Hu mevarech asher kishon mitzosav etzivani. He would still do the exact same process by saying the bracha a second and third time, as many times as he's saying the Nesias Kapayim in different shuls. And as we mentioned before, that's not an issue of Baal Tosif whatsoever. We'll see one more halacha. This is a more famous halacha. It says, Mi sheish lo mum. Person who has some type of physical blemish, b'fanav, b'yadav, on his face, on his hands. And the Mechaber gives a lot of examples, and the Ramah translates what they mean. For example, min nega lavan, if a person has some type of something, a white pigmentation, or let's say it's an albino, that's considered to be a mum. Or akumos, kafufos, a person is bent over. And other examples that is given over here, lo yisas kapav, such a person should not do nesias kapayim. Nenei sha'am mistaklim bo, because people are going to be busy staring at him. Okay, we'll get to what's the problem with that. Maybe they shouldn't be staring. But hu adin, so too, lemi sheish mumim baragav, a person has a blemish, their feet. V'chein mi shit riro yored al zikon, also a person who has excessive saliva buildup, or also a summa b'achan enav, Luisa is kapa. But even a person is blind in one eye, also nesias kapayim should not be done. And the Be'er Hethi tells us, we'll discuss the reason why he should not do nesias kapayim, but there's an additional issue of this person sticking around in shul. The Chol Hanu, all these individuals that are not allowed to do nesias kapayim, srichim leilech mebesach neses, b'shas aduchin. We ask them to leave. We want them to leave before it say, well, what's the big deal? Everyone sees the reason why he has a mum. Maybe not. D'lo leimru ulav, so people should not say, d'ben gerushahu, says the Taz. Perhaps a person will look at him and say, well, maybe there's something wrong with his family. Maybe he's considered to be halakhically invalid, like a cholol, and that's why he's profane. He's not allowed to do the duchening. A person may not know the halakha. There's another issue about a mum. And therefore, because of this, we ask him to leave so that no suspicions and no rumors will spread. The Mishnah Berurah tells us the real issue of why a person would maybe stare. Shehu davar hamatmiya, because this may be something which will be shocking to you. Mishvil zeh yasichu daitam melchavim lishmor brach. We said the whole issue of looking at the Kohanim is not because of as in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, that a person's eyes will be weakened, but rather because of hesach hadas. He's supposed to be focused on the brach. And if there's a person who has a physical ailment, perhaps it will cause you to divert your attention from the kavanah you're supposed to be having, and therefore we ask that person with a mum not to be involved in the duchening. However, the Mechaber tells us that this is not always the case. The imahaya dosh b'iro, if a person is threshing in the city, what does that mean? So he explains, the hainu shemra gilim bo, custom to be in that city. Umakirin hakol sheish bo samum. Everyone knows this person. Everyone knows him by name. They're friendly with him, and they know that he has this physical ailment. They've known him for years. Yisav kapav. We allow this person to nesias kapayim. V'afilu hu suma b'shtei enav. Even if he's completely blind in both eyes. So what's the whole logic in that? After all, if a person has a mum, he has a mum. What's the difference if a person is accustomed to seeing him all the time? So on this, we'll conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. It says, that time, what's the whole reason why he said the mum poso, that we say this person who is a blemish is not allowed to duchen? The fun of Yad Baraglo, the chen b'chol hani, person who has a blemish or something wrong on their face, their hands, their legs, or all other examples. The hum ishum, the chayshinan, shistakubo. We're afraid that the congregation will divert their attention and focus their eyes on this individual during the duchen. However, the vadash, this person who is constantly in this community, where everyone knows him anyway for many, many years, lo yistaklubo, no person's going to stare at him, ki ein chidush beinehem, because it's nothing new to them. And therefore, such a person, even though they don't have a mum, because he's recognized and known in that particular community, he would be allowed to do an asiyas kapayim. Reb Chanan Mechash Rotech Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zavos V'Yichach Harbi Hamtem Etzishnemar, Adonai Chafetz L'Masid Koyadu Tzorov Yadir. Kodesh.